Join us once more for a gamble in government circles with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Of all the problems facing the world, the energy crisis is perhaps the worst. And with the nation striving to conserve power, it's comforting to know the ministry offices set an example. In the General Assistance Department, they've never used much energy, but now they're cutting down on fuel as well.
Well, I think it's daft. I mean, the girls are too cold to work. Down the tarping pool, all you can hear is the chatter of tiny teeth.
It's a problem we've all got to face, you know. Now, Mr. Lamb and I are helping the National Power Board. We have to find new sources of power and ways of conserving what we've got.
Any luck so far?
Well, I did suggest they could save some electricity by scrapping the ministry computers.
Well, that's an idea. They never use them anyway.
The board didn't agree. They said if we got rid of the computers, we'd have nothing to blame when we made mistakes.
That's a shame.
Morning, man. Hello, Mildred. Sorry I wasn't here earlier, but I've had a terrible row with my landlady.
Oh, have you been staying out after 9 o'clock at night again?
No. That's what's so unfair. This was this morning when Mrs. Bratby came into my bedroom to give me my syrup of figs.
Oh, really?
She got awfully annoyed when she saw my little friend there.
By Jove, Mildred, he'll be smoking next.
Now, don't make fun of Mr. Lamb, sir. If he wants to entertain a lady of the opposite sex in his bedroom, why shouldn't he?
Mildred, there wasn't any lady. This was my hamster.
Glorious hamster.
Well, Mrs. Bratby turned rather ugly. Well, very ugly, actually. She was rather ugly to start with. She said she wouldn't have nasty, smelly creatures in the house and I'd have to go.
You'd have to go.
If I didn't get rid of the hamster.
She seems to feel quite strongly about it. Well, you'll have to get rid of your hamster, too. Turn him loose in the park.
Yeah, let him go wild.
Wild? He'd be furious. He needs a proper home.
But your landlady won't let you keep him.
Then I'll sell him to someone who can. I'll put an advert in the staff magazine. What should it say, I wonder?
Well, how about for sale, almost new hamster in good running order, only one owner.
Oh, morning, everyone.
Oh, hello, Mr. Crawley. How are you?
Absolutely frozen to the what's-his-name. I wondered if your office is as cold as mine next door.
Oh, yes, we're all suffering, I'm afraid.
I've had to wear two pairs of what's-his-names.
Really?
Well, see for yourself.
Oh, I see. Two pairs of socks. I notice you're wearing the second pair over your sandals.
Well, that's to leave a layer of air in between, you see, thus insulating my feet. Scientifically, it's been proved the best way to keep warm.
Thank you for making us privy to your sartorial arrangements, Mr. Crawley. But we mustn't keep you.
Oh, no, and I mustn't keep you. You're helping the Electricity Council, aren't you? Oh, you're a couple of live wires, aren't you? See you later, one and all.
Unusual fellow, old creepy Crawley.
Perhaps that cold office numbs his brain, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Well, we're all in the same boat, Mildred. Everyone's got cold offices.
Yeah, except the permanent undersecretary. I bet Sir Gregory isn't cold.
He keeps warm chasing his secretary.
Yeah, that's true. He likes girls who type fast, are fast, but can't run fast.
I think Sir Gregory's a grotty old brute.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, good morning, Sir Grotty. Sir Gregory.
How very nice to see you, sir.
Why is Lamb trying to hide behind the hat stand? You weren't talking about me, were you?
No, Sir Gregory, we were talking about another old brute.
What?
Forgive my colleague, sir. The lack of central heating is turning his brain.
Oh, is that all? I think everyone's making a fuss about nothing. We've all got to make sacrifices in the interests of economy.
Yes, indeed, sir.
Stop interrupting, man.
Yes, indeed, sir.
And that's why I dropped in to see you. You're supposed to be finding ways to conserve fuel. Have you come up with anything yet?
Well, sir, I suggested to the power board that the ministries could save more electricity if our offices were only open for, say, 1 hour every week.
An hour, Lennox Brown? But think of the amount of work staff have to do.
Oh, all right, sir, say 50 minutes.
Stop dribbling, man. I, as it happens, have an extremely practical suggestion for cutting fuel consumption on a national scale.
Really, sir?
Yes, these neon signs in the West End are sheer waste. Advertising products and shows and so on.
You know, you're right, sir. They're blazing away all the time.
Well, not any longer. I want you to issue a government order reducing their use by 50%.
Perhaps we should be really ruthless and cut it by half.
Be quiet, Lamb, and just listen. Send out that order right away, do you hear?
Most certainly, Sir Gregory.
Yes. Well, I shall play my part in this campaign by now switching off all lighting and heating in my own office.
Won't you be cold, Sir Gregory?
No, I shall be in my club. Now get off it.
I can think of the ideal club for Sir Gregory one.
A religion?
Yeah, a big knobbly one to hit him over the head with.
Morning, Mr. Lennox Brown. You're in early today.
Oh, it's my insomnia, Mildred. I woke up at 9 and couldn't get to sleep again.
I sent off that order you did last night, sir.
Yes, the West End advertising, mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we acted rather promptly on that. Sir Gregory should be pleased.
Oh, I think we can all relax today, sir. I'll go and finish my ironing, and you and Mr. Lamb can start another jigsaw puzzle. Here, there's a new one in your in tray.
I wonder why Mr. Lamb's not in yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm late, but I had to walk. This cardboard box, you see, I couldn't carry it on my bicycle.
Oh, what on earth's in there, Mr. Lamb? It's even at the house.
It's Harry, my hamster. I punched holes in the box to let him breathe.
Oh, yes. I can just see his tiny pink eyes. Mm. And his little nose is twitching. He's very like you, Mr. Lamb.
Thank you, Mildred.
You haven't brought your hamster here. I thought you were going to sell it.
I found I couldn't. I'm too fond of him. I'm going to keep him in the office.
He seems an engaging little chap.
Now, look, there's an old cheese roll behind the radiator. Do you think he'd like it for 11s?
Good idea, yes. I'll give it to him, Mildred. He's taken a fancy to me.
Oh, morning, everyone.
Oh, hello, Mr. Crawley.
Have you heard about Sir Gregory?
He's been arrested at last.
Yes. No, Mr. Lamb. He's been on the warpath. He went into Fatty Scott's office and found him playing with his what's-his-name.
Really? Playing with what?
His pet mouse. Didn't you know? Fatty Scott's been keeping a tame white mouse in his office.
That's probably since he broke his Ludo board. He hates to be idle.
Well, Sir Gregory was furious, went out of his tiny mind, gave poor old Fatty a right what's-his-name.
What, just because of a mouse?
Sir Gregory won't have pets in offices, however small. He suspended Fatty Scott for a month, pending further what's-his-names.
Good grief.
Yes, amusing, isn't it? Thought I'd let you know.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Crawley.
Well, I must be off. I believe Sir Gregory's on his way here. It wouldn't do to find us gossiping, eh? Cheery bye.
Cheery bye. Sir Gregory, on his way here?
Oh, glory. Oh. If he feels like that about mice, what'll he do of our hamster?
Oh, dear.
Quick, yes. Mildred, hide it.
Yes. He's not in his box, sir. He's eaten his way through the cardboard.
Oh, look, he's in my pending tray. Oh, dear, he's done something satirical in it.
Two. Yes. Get it out of sight. I think I can hear Sir Gregory coming.
Yeah, I've got him one. I'll keep him in my waistcoat pocket till Sir Gregory's gone.
Hide that cardboard box, Mildred.
Oh, dear. When Harry wriggles about, it's awfully ticklish.
Be quiet, too.
He's burrowing into my shirt.
Now then, you two.
Come in, Sir Gregory. What a pleasant surprise.
It certainly is, sir. How nice to see you, sir.
What's going on, Lamb? Normally when I come in, you cower in the corner today, laughing your head off.
Me? No, I wasn't laughing. Sir Gregory!
My colleague is full of natural high spirits, sir. He so enjoys all the jobs you give us.
You sent out those restriction orders, did you?
Oh, indeed we did, sir. Yes.
Well, this fuel shortage is a serious problem. Eh, Lamb?
Yes, Sir Gregory. Very serious.
Oh, damn it, man, it's no laughing matter.
It certainly isn't.
What's the matter with you, Lamb? You keep wriggling and twitching.
It's his new winter vest, sir. I mean, the wool irritates him, you see.
Well, Lamb irritates me, but I don't wriggle about.
I'm sorry, sir.
And what's that lump on his chest?
Muscle. Sir, yes. Yeah, he's been taking kung fu classes.
Muscle? But it's moving about.
They aim to keep the muscles loose, sir.
Extraordinary business. Miss Murfin, have you a copy of that fuel restriction notice?
Yes, sir, I'll get it.
Look, you take Harry one. I can't cope anymore.
Oh, very well. I shan't make a fuss. No, not up my sleeve,
What are you two muttering about? Come to pay attention.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Sir Gregory.
Now, the PM's greatly concerned about this energy crisis. Things could get desperate.
Oh, indeed, sir.
Absolutely desperate.
Well, Lennox Brown, you're wriggling about now. What in earth's the matter?
Nothing, sir. Nothing at all.
Is this some private joke? Have you got something up your sleeve?
Certainly not, Sir Hampson. I mean, Sir Gregory.
Here's that copy you wanted, sir. Our fuel restriction order.
Thank you, Miss Murfin. Let's hope this strange frivolity isn't reflected in your work. Good grief. It is.
Is there an error, Sir Gregory?
An error, Lamb? It's a disaster. When I said neon advertising should be cut by half, I meant they should light up the signs for half the time. Not light up just half the words.
Yes. What was that again?
They were supposed to cut the time. You tell them to cut the letters.
Here is the news, read by Brian Martin. There were amazing scenes in London's West End this evening following a new government order restricting the use of electricity. Large queues formed outside a travel bureau which advertised Sin in the Sun. They dispersed when told the sign actually said Singapore, Island in the Sun, but not all the letters were lit. There were complaints about the advertisement in Piccadilly Circus, which normally reads Get Balfour's Stuffed Olives. This now says Get Stuffed. Crowds gathered at the Royal Court, where Sir John Gielgud is appearing in Titus Andronicus. The lights outside said John Gielgud in tight knickers. Long film titles have had to be switched on and off. At the Odeon, for instance, everything you always wanted to know about sex has been reduced to a quick flash every 10 seconds.
It was a complete shambles, too. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why is it always my fault? It was you that wrote the directive.
Possibly, but you licked the envelope. Besides, I was confused by all that fuss with the blessed hamster.
Well, we needn't worry about Harry anymore. I've bought him a proper hamster cage with a wheel in it. It cost all my savings, but it's worth it.
Oh, it cost all your savings, Mr. Lamb.
That's right, Mildred. £2 gone, just like that. Still, it's fun to see him racing round on his wheel.
Where is the creature now, too?
He's in his cage in the map cupboard. Fetch it out, would you, Mildred? Time we gave Harry his 11s in.
Right, Mr. Lamb. Ooh, his cage door's open.
Yes, I left it open in case he felt too hot.
But he's gone. He's escaped from his cage.
Oh, dear. And I put him on his honour to stay there.
Oh, glory, here we go again. I should never have let you bring him here, too.
Look, we'll have to find him, won't we, before Sir Gregory sees him.
He must be somewhere in the office.
Well, come along, then. Start looking, everyone. Get down on your hands and knees.
Well, he's under the filing cabinet. Harry, where are you?
Harry!
Look behind the cupboard, too, or perhaps he's under the carpet.
Yes, Harry, come on, Harry. It's time for 11s.
Harry, will you come
Harry!
Good grief! Oh, what the devil's going on? Why are you all crawling on the floor?
Why are we all crawling on the floor, sir?
That's what I said, man. Are you deaf?
Yes, sir.
Why are you crawling on the floor?
Ah, well, now, yes. I'm glad you asked me that, sir. Yes, we are, we're doing keep fit exercises.
Keep fit exercises?
Yeah, that's right, Sir Gregory. It's a way of keeping warm now that the heating's turned down.
But you were shouting Harry.
Oh, no, sir. No, I was shouting Harry. You see, we like to get through the exercises quickly so we can get back to work, you see.
Well, I may have misjudged you. Yes. I came to talk about that advert fiasco, but I dare say we'll all make mistakes.
That's very true, sir.
Yes, this keep fit scheme is first class. Keep fit, save fuel, stay warm.
That's the idea, Sir Gregory.
Exercises on the floor, eh? Capital. I shall try some out with my secretary. Yes. Well, carry on, all of you. Keep up the good work.
One, Sir Gregory's pleased with us. Where did we go right?
Here, I found Harry, Mr. Lamb. He was inside your lunchbox. He burrowed into your veal and ham pie.
Oh, just as well Mildred spotted him, too. Otherwise, you'd have been eating veal and hamster pie.
Then?
Oh, don't bother. No. Put Harry back in his cage, Mildred.
You know, if you ask me, he needs a companion. If he had another... another hamster with him. He wouldn't want to escape.
Good idea. Tell you what, Mildred, come with me to the pet shop at lunchtime and we'll find him a chum.
That's it, Harry. Off you go. My word, I say, look how fast he's turning that wheel.
He's been so much happier the last 2 months. He and Charlie really do get on, don't they?
Hello, Charlie. Who's the cheeky Charlie, then?
Here, Sir Gregory's on his way down the corridor, sir.
Oh, right, two, put the cage in the back cupboard.
Yes, son. Come on, you two. You can come out again in a minute.
Well done, Mildred. Your early warning system works very well.
Oh, I can tell Sir Gregory's coming just by looking out the window. Oh? All the pigeons fly away.
Good afternoon, Lennox Brown. And good afternoon to you, Lamb. Now, as I told you some time ago, we're concerned to find new sources of power.
Indeed, sir, yes. And we've not been idle. We've had lengthy talks with Professor Slessor.
He's a distinguished inventor, Sir Gregory.
Professor Slessor has invented a marvelous machine for making electricity. It simply involves turning hundreds of small discs.
Does the machine make electricity?
Yes, indeed, sir. There's only one tiny snag.
Oh?
It takes more electricity to run the machine.
Well, perhaps we shouldn't pursue that, then.
Perhaps not, sir.
Now, the PM's concerned about this new hydroelectric scheme in Scotland.
Ah, yes, sir, yes, at Dunfreely.
At Dunfreely, yes. Now, this can go a long way towards solving our energy problems once it's built. But some of the locals are making trouble. They don't seem to want their valley flooded.
Amazing how selfish people can be.
Well, they've a very active residents' committee who are fighting the scheme. Oh, we can overrule them eventually, of course, but it could take years. Now, the PM feels someone should go and talk to them, appeal to their public spirit. I suggested you two.
Sir Gregory, we feel very flattered.
You needn't. No one else was free. Now, go up there tomorrow, offer them compensation and alternative housing, whatever they want. But don't upset them. These Scots are very sensitive.
You can rely on us, Sir Gregory. There'll be no slip-ups.
There better not be. Well, I'm off to save some energy.
How will you do that, sir?
By going home early.
Two, this is a really top-level job here.
It certainly is one. Do we need passports for Scotland?
Now, pay attention, everyone. Order! Order! Aye. Well, as promised at Dunfreely, I call on you all to oppose these Whitehall Sassenachs and their plans to flood our bonny wee valley.
Mr. Ross, can I see something, Mr. Ross? I said, can I see something?
What is it, Mr. Cromarty? If you want to go to the wee laddie's room, you don't have to ask.
It's not that. I wanted to say I hope there'll be no violence. I said I hope there'll be no violence.
There may be, Mr. Cromarty. I don't trust these ministry men. They'll pat you on the back to your face and hit you in the face behind your back.
Pardon? I said pardon?
Oh, never mind. Stop twiddling your sporran and sit down.
Well, you're the boss, Mr. Ross.
Right. Has anyone else anything to say? Ah, the lady on my right. Miss McCarver from Lochaber.
I just want to see I have no intention of laying down and letting some ministry men get on top of me.
Here. I said here.
We must fight these ministry villains. Chase them over the hills and grab them by the trossets.
I'm inclined to agree. Mind, we'd best hear what they have to say first. And I trust you'll receive them with a traditional Scottish courtesy.
Ah, good day, ladies and gentlemen. We're from the ministry. I believe you're expecting us.
Aye, come in. But before we start, would you like a wee dram?
No, thanks. We went on the train.
It's... citizens of Dunfreely. We appeal to you.
You don't appeal to me. I said you don't appeal to me.
Hold your wish. Let him speak for a second or two.
Thank you, Mr. Chubb. In the interests of Britain's future, it has been found necessary to dam your river and flood the valley in order to provide hydroelectric power for the nation.
Yes. Any questions? If not, we can go.
Not so fast, my bonny wee man. You're asking us to sacrifice our homes, our birthplace, our heritage.
We love our wee valley. I said we love our wee valley.
Whether it's heather, it's trees, it's birdsong.
It's distillery.
It's fields and forests. We won't give up Dunfreely. Offer us what compensation you like. It'll make no difference. Money means nothing to us.
£50,000 each.
Agreed. When do we get it?
Now, just a minute, Mr. Ross. £50,000 will no go far the have to buy new houses, don't forget.
Not at all, dear lady. The compensation is sheer profit. You'll be rehoused by the government in addition.
Oh, my word. Will you rehouse us in Perth?
If that's where you want to
go. Perth will suit us very well.
Perth, yes, let's make a note of that, too.
Yeah, I've got an uncle there. It's a very nice place.
Yes, all right.
Well, I said all along this scheme was a grand idea.
Gregory will be pleased with you.
How are the hamsters, Mildred? I hope they've been eating properly.
Yeah, they certainly have, Mr. Lamb. In fact, Charlie's been eating too much. He's put on a lot of weight.
Perhaps it's those rissoles we bought from the canteen.
No, I mean, look at him. Oh!
What is it, Mildred?
In the cage. There's lots of baby hamsters.
Good gracious, how could that have happened?
Well, it wasn't the canteen rissoles. Don't you see, too? Charlie's had a litter.
You mean he's not a Charlie, she's a Charlotte?
Obviously, the only Charlie around here is you. You and Mildred were supposed to buy another male hamster, not a female one.
It's hard to tell with hamsters.
Well, Harry seems to have managed.
No, I don't think we'll ever feed 12 hamsters.
We aren't going to try. I've had enough of the whole business. Now get rid of the lot.
You mean sell them?
Of course not, too. There isn't time. Take them out to St. James's Park and turn them loose. They'll have to fend for themselves.
Oh, but Mr. Lennox, Brown, please.
Don't argue, Mildred. Go with Mr. Lamb, then you walk in front and watch out for Sir Gregory. Now off you go, both of you. Now, I don't want to see any of those hamsters again.
Oh, all right, come along, Mildred. And if you ask me, it's all a lot of...
litter of hamsters. That's the last thing I want to see in this office.
Hello, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Well, almost the last thing. Oh, hello, Mr. Crawley.
Oh, you look all worried. And what's his name? What's the matter?
It's Mildred and Mr. Lamb. I'm afraid they've let the side down.
Miss Murphy and Mr. Lamb? In what way?
I realize the mating instinct's a fact of life, but to think of that going on in this office...
In this office?
In the map cupboard, actually. You'd think Mr. Lamb would have more sense.
Oh, dear. I am surprised.
So was I when I saw their offspring.
Offspring? You mean she's given birth? A boy or a girl?
I don't know. There were 10 of them.
10? But however will they cope?
That's no concern of mine. I've thrown them out of the office. They can run wild in St. James's Park.
Well, 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 well. Who'd have thought it of Mr. Lamb? Mind you, he has been eating brown bread lately.
Brown bread? What are you talking about? Mr. Lamb's hamsters had a litter.
Mildred, send this chit to the Treasury, will you? I've done it, one. I've bought that estate in Perth.
So the people have done freely?
Yes.
Ah, well done, too. I left it to you, you know, as I know your uncle lives there.
Oh, he's been a great help. We've tied the whole thing up in 3 months flat.
We'll start moving people at once, and the hydroelectric scheme can get underway.
I wrote to Mr. Ross on Monday, telling him where in Perth their new homes are.
Ah, she'll be delighted.
Oh, it'll be a marvellous life for them. Sitting under the coolabah trees, watching the kangaroos hopping about.
Oh, my word, yes. And then, of course, you see, when they've... Kangaroos?
Yes, and the swagmen throwing their billabongs.
Just a moment, too. There are no kangaroos in Perth.
But of course there are. They're all over Australia.
Australia? Yes. You bought a housing estate in Australia for the citizens of Dunfrieley?
Well, that's where they chose to go, one. They all wanted to live in Perth.
Perth in Scotland, too. 5 miles down the road from Dunfrieley.
Oh, dear. I may have made a boo-boo.
You blundering fools! You incompetent nitwits!
Is he talking about us, one?
The provost of Dunfrieley just rang me, Lennox Bond.
I suppose he transferred the charges, sir.
His people are up in arms. They refuse to leave their valley. He says you are going to ship them across the world.
There has been a slight misunderstanding, Sir Gregory.
Be quiet, man. Don't talk when you're speaking to me.
Speaking to me.
We're back to square one. The scheme will be held up for years. The National Power Board are furious.
I don't feel very well, Sir Gregory.
You'll feel worse when I finish with you. You've not heard the last of this.
Oh, glory.
Mr. Lennox Brown, Mr. Lamb, have you heard? There's a plague of hamsters all over Whitehall.
You're joking, Mr. Crawley.
No, I never joke, Mr. Lamb. It's true. It's true. They're running amok.
Oh, dear, those hamsters of mine, they must have multiplied.
But you turn them loose in the park, too.
Well, not exactly in the park. It seems so cold and wet, you see. We wanted somewhere nice and warm, so we put them in the boiler room.
The boiler room?
They must have all got married and had little hamsters, and they got married and had... Oh, dear.
Well, now there are thousands, and they're swarming everywhere, even in the House of Commons.
And here is the news, read by Brian Martin. There were amazing scenes in Parliament today when, during a Commons debate on the energy crisis, the chamber was invaded by hundreds of hamsters. They were first noticed when Mrs. Margaret Thatcher was thought to be heaving with emotion. But it turned out to be two hamsters fighting under her jumper. Another victim was the Chancellor of the Exchequer, who left the House after one of the intruders had nibbled his manifesto. Ministers tried to continue the debate, and the Prime Minister had just told MPs that things were on the move when a hamster shot up his trouser leg. He was later said to be suffering from shock. And so was the Prime Minister.
How do you spell resignation, Mildred? One Z or two?
Are you sure you've got to go, sir? They don't know you started the hamster epidemic.
It's not just that. They blame us for that Dunfrieley fiasco. The energy crisis is worse than ever.
Great news, too. You can unpack your bags. I sold the power board an idea that will solve all our energy problems.
I don't believe it.
Yes, true, it's true. You remember Professor Slessor's invention for making electricity?
It was too expensive to run one. It took so much current to turn those little wheels.
That's the point, yes. Hmm? I found a modification that uses no current at all.
No current at all? How do you turn the wheels,
the
then?
The wheels will be turned, too, by thousands of hamsters. They enjoy it, don't they, eh? And the power board are delighted.
Oh, you mean we've invented hamster power?
Yes.
Oh, one, that's marvelous. Oh,
splendid. Are you going to just move hamster power?
Muddling through as the men from the Ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley and John Graham. The program was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.